A government spokesman this week tried to downplay a report in the Washington Times newspaper that Western intelligence agencies are tracking Mr. Mubarak's decline since surgery in Germany earlier this year. The government says the president is recovering from gallbladder disease, but the Times report, along with independent media reports in Egypt, suggests his illness is more grave. Hassan Nafa is a political science professor at Cairo University.
The health of the president is deteriorating. There is no any transparency. We don't know exactly, as the Egyptian people, we don't know exactly about the health of the president, as if it is a top secret.
The lack of clarity takes on urgency as Mr. Mubarak, after nearly 30 years in power, has no designated successor. Added to that are presidential elections set for next year, for which no one has declared their candidacy, leaving a robust rumor mill to fill the void. As for the official statements that do come out, there's a general sense of mistrust. This skepticism was recently reinforced by the initial confounding explanation of the death of Khalid Said. Authorities claim the 28-year-old Alexandria businessman choked on a packet of marijuana during a routine search of an internet cafe. Witnesses said Said was brutally beaten to death by undercover police, accounts that seem to be supported by photographs of the deceased. Only after weeks of protests and condemnation by international human rights groups did the government reconsider its initial version and announce that the policeman will face trial. Egyptian democracy activist Ahmed Salah says Said's case is not an exception.
Anybody even visiting a police station may see some policemen beating somebody. The difference between the case of Khalid Said and the other cases is it was very brutal, it led to death, and it was totally public. This did not happen in closed rooms or behind closed doors where even the other inmates are blindfolded, as it happens usually. There were scores of eyewitnesses.
Egyptians have long feared the often unchecked powers wielded by police. But Salah says Said's case serves as a potent reminder of the arbitrary nature of their own fate, while Mr. Mubarak's health leaves them uncertain about the fate of their government. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.